This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico's state government is likely to deliver a jolt of one-time spending amid the pandemic and provide sustained funding increases on health care and public education under a newly drafted budget bill. The lead House Budget Committee yesterday unanimously endorsed the spending plan for the coming fiscal year, which increases general fund spending by $332 million for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. That represents a 4.6% increase over current spending. Total general fund spending would increase to over $7.3 billion under the plan that includes a 1.5% raise for employees throughout state government, K-12 schools, and public colleges and universities. Larger raises are slated for prison guards. A vote on the draft budget plan for the full House is scheduled this week before the proposal moves to the Senate for possible amendments and approval. President Joe Biden's nominee to head the Interior Department, New Mexico U.S. Representative Deb Haaland, says oil and natural gas will continue to play a major role in America for years to come. But she says the United States also must address climate change and recognize that the energy industry is changing. In testimony prepared for her confirmation hearing today, she said that the Interior Department has a role in, quote, harnessing the clean energy potential of our public lands to create jobs while restoring and conserving federal lands. Haaland's remarks are intended to rebut criticism from some Republicans who have complained that her opposition to drilling on federal lands will cost thousands of jobs and harm economies throughout the West. For Native Americans, Deb Haaland is more than an elected official on track to become the first indigenous secretary of the Interior Department. She's a sister, an auntie, and a fierce Pueblo woman whose political stances have been molded by her upbringing. News of her historic nomination electrified Indian country. Tribal leaders and organizations for weeks have urged people to write and call U.S. senators who will decide if she'll lead the agency that has broad oversight over Native American affairs and energy development. Today, Haaland's confirmation hearing will be closely watched in tribal communities across the U.S. with virtual parties amid the pandemic. Yesterday, a picture of the New Mexico congresswoman was projected on the side of the Interior building with text that read, "Our ancestors' dream come true." Many Native Americans see Haaland as a reflection of themselves, someone who will elevate their voices and protect the environment and tribal rights. Find local reflections on her impact online at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.